In the ensuing scenes, the evil Danoso orders the Admiral of Mirasland and his men to rob the island of Katarina of its pearls and sapphires and to abduct Elena to become his wife. We're going to rejoin the opera at the end of Act One as Captain Franz's commercial vessel has docked in Mirasland and Danoso's men are attempting to commandeer it for their evil purpose. Danoso yells, "Fire at them! Stop them!" The ship pulls out of range. "Idiots," Danoso screams. "I am surrounded by utter idiots." Act Two takes place on Katarina Island, also known among the natives as Utopia. The island is a jewel of the Pacific Ocean. Its small houses are made of bamboo. Their roofs are covered with sapphires, and their doors are strands of gleaming white pearls. They form a crescent around a beautiful beach of warm yellow sand and a small pier. A wooden outrigger boat returns with the day's catch. It is divided among the families who prepare a communal meal. They sing a hymn of thanks in their native language as they sit down to eat. Elena's mother asks Elena why she looks so sad. Elena tells her of her love for Commander Nemo, who has gone away. An oracle in the guise of an old woman tells Elena to take heart. She will be reunited with her love, but she will need to be brave. She will soon be attacked, but her fate will not be harder than her love can endure. Elena vows to remain good and true, however sorely she is tested.
Haltet sie an! Halt! Halt!